brought forwards etat, this cosmic manifestation, padam, place of habitation, tat, that, jagadatmanah, of the supreme personality of Godhead, param, transcendental, sakrit, sometimes, vibhatam, manifested, savituhu, of the sun, jatha, as, prabha, sunshine, jatha, as, asavah, the senses, jagrati, become manifest, supta, inactive, shaktayah, energies, drabya, physical elements, kriya, activities, jnana, knowledge, bhidabhrama, differences from misunderstanding, attaya, passing away. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: just as the sunshine is non-different from the sun, the cosmic manifestation is also non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality is therefore all-pervasive within this material creation. When the senses are active, they appear to be part and parcel of the body. But when the body is asleep, their activities are unmanifested. Similarly, the whole cosmic creation appears different and yet non-different from the Supreme Person. Purport: this confirms the philosophy of Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva, simultaneously one and different, propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is simultaneously different and non-different from this cosmic manifestation. In a previous verse, it has been explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the root of a tree, is the original cause of everything. It was also explained how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive. He is present within everything in this material manifestation, since the energy of the Supreme Lord is non-different from Him. This material cosmic manifestation is also non-different from Him, although it appears different. The sunshine is not different from the sun itself, but it is simultaneously also different. One may be in the sunshine, but he is not on the sun itself. Those who live in this material world are living on the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they cannot see Him personally in the material condition. In this verse, the word padam indicates the place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides. As confirmed in Ishopanishad, Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam, the proprietor of a house may live in one room of the house, but the entire house belongs to him. A king may live in one room in Buckingham Palace, but the entire palace is considered his property. It is not necessary for the king to live in every room of that palace for it to be his. He may be physically absent from the rooms, but still the entire palace is understood to be his royal domicile. The sunshine is light, the sun globe itself is light, and the sun god is also light. However, the sunshine is not identical with the sun god, Vivashvan. This is the meaning of simultaneously one and different, Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva. all the planets rest on the sunshine, and because of the heat of the sun, they all revolve in their orbits. On each and every planet, the trees and plants grow and change colors due to the sunshine. Being the rays of the sunshine is non-different from the sun. Similarly, all the planets resting on the sunshine are non-different from the sun. The entire material world is completely dependent on the sun. Being produced by the sun and the cause, the sun is inherent in the effects. Shri Shri Gaurnitai Shri Shri Radharasbhiri Shri Siddharam Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Similarly, Krishna is the cause of all causes and the effects are permitted by the original cause. The entire cosmic manifestation should be understood as the expanded energy of the Supreme Lord. When one sleeps, the senses are inactive, but this does not mean that the senses are absent. When one is awakened, the senses become active again. Similarly, this cosmic creation is sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate. When the cosmic manifestation is dissolved, it is in a kind of sleeping condition, an inactive state. Whether the cosmic manifestation is active or inactive, the energy of the Supreme Lord is always existing. Thus the words appearance and disappearance apply only to the cosmic manifestation. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karti Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. Just as the sunshine is non-different from the sun, the cosmic manifestation is also non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality is therefore all-pervasive within this material creation. When the senses are active, they appear to be part and parcel of the body, but when the body is asleep, their activities are unmanifest. Similarly, the whole cosmic creation appears different and non-different from the Supreme Person. So Prabhupada says in the beginning of the purport that this verse illustrates the theme, the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Achintya Bhidabhed Tattva. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching movement, there was four different bona fide sects and many non-bona fide sects also. So, Madhvacharya, he belongs to Brahma Sampradaya. He is our Adi Guru, Sampradaya Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the Madhva, and that's why we are known as Brahma, and this Madhva Sampradaya starts from Lord Brahma. That's why we are known as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And there are also Ramanuja is the Acharya for Sri Sampradaya. Vishnu Swami is the Acharya for Rudra Sampradaya. And Nimbarkacharya is the Acharya for Kumar Sampradaya. So, besides that, there are so many philosophies in India and also Western countries. Those who only give the vague, impersonal aspect of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And these four sampradayas thought about Vishishtadvaitavad, Shuddhadvaitavad, Dvaitadvaitavad, and that differs from Shankara's Kevaladvaitavad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted these four and he propounded Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva. Because this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya had no authority literally in the eyes of other Vedantists in India. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his inspiration, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he wrote our thesis on Vedanta called Govinda Bhashya. And it was based on Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva in 17th century. And then it was presented to the other Vaishnava community and other communities in India. And it was accepted. And now it became the most prominent philosophical theme worldwide by Srila Prabhupada's preaching. So, when we see in the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma, he could not find the sources of creative energy, or he could not create, or he could not find any source of energy to create the material creation. And then he heard the sound vibration, tapa. And then he started, doing austerity, voluntarily accepting bodily pains. And after 100 years, he visualized the whole Vaikuntha planet. Even in the case of Vyasadev, when Vyasa, after writing 4 Vedas, all Puranas, Upanishads, he was dissatisfied in his heart. And he was actually lamenting in his mind, that why I am dissatisfied. Then he sat down in meditation in the bank of Saraswati river, and on the spot his spiritual master Narada Muni appears and he instructs him to write the glorious activities of the Supreme Lord in Bhomolila and in Nityalila. So that way Srimad Bhagavatam was propounded. And in the beginning, when Brahma was lamenting, Krishna told him this Chatushloki Bhagavat, the 4 key verses of the Bhagavatam. And there are 6 verses he told. He said, Gyanam Rahasyam Me Goditam Maya. What is that Gyanam, the spiritual knowledge which emanates the darkness, is not the creation of the concocted mind. He is saying, Goditam Maya, let be given to you by me. And Swa Rahasyam. And it is very much mysterious. Again he says, Jad Bhava, Jad Rupa, Guna Karmaka, Tat, Tat, as it is, be manifested in you, as my activities, as my rupa form, as my qualities, as I am, jadaham, jad rupam, jad bhava, jad guna karmaka, as it is, let be imparted in you. So it is not material, mental concoction by the logicians or mayavadis. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote 3 theses or 3 small books, Tattva Vivek, Tattva Sutra and Amnaya Sutra. These whole 3 sections actually deals with Sambandha Avidhaya and Prayojana Tattva. So here Prabhupada is saying that first we should know tattva vichar, and that is bheda and abheda, simultaneously one and different. So how in Nellore, I think 1973 or 74, there was Harikesh Maharaj, Harikesh Prabhu now, and Jashamati Nandan Prabhu, Achyutananda Swami, and so many other disciples. So they went to buy a land in South India. So Prabhupada was invited in Nellore. So he liked the site and he wanted to buy it. So there, somebody started, I think Achyutananda Swami, the conversation about Advaitavada and Bhedavetattva. And Achyutananda Swami just kept on, you know, arguing with Prabhupada on Mayavadi basis. He said, we are one. And at least Krishna is saying in his avatara, ki mamai bhangsa jivaloki jivabhuta sanatana. Mamai bhangsa, that he says when we are here. But originally, ekam evaditiyam. And then, neho nanasti kinchana, sa vishwakrit vishwabit, pradhana kshatragya pati gunaresha. These are all Vedavakyas. So, Prabhupada again and again just telling him, you are a rascal, you don't understand this, you cannot understand what is this oneness. This Mamai Vangsha, Jivaloke, is Sanatana. Eternally we are fragmented. This position of fragmentation, part and parcel, is not temporary, it is eternal. So Prabhupada again and again was bringing that point. So Yashwanti Nandan Prabhu said that is actually the Mayavadi ideas in India, ki we are jivas in the conditioned state, we are separated, but when we are free from Maya, we will become Pashubaddha bhavat jiva, Pashumukta bhavat shiva. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's discussion between Advaitananda and another Mayavadi person in Jaiva Dharma is, who are you? He is saying, I am Prakriti, I am Purusha. But when I am prakriti now in the conditioned state, and when I will become free from condition, I will become Purusha. But then he is saying, now who are you? He is saying, you cannot understand that because it is a two parts of the same chickpea. If you take out the skin of the chickpea, then it is two parts. But when it is inside, you cannot, it is the whole chana. So, he is saying that in the chana, who are you? Inside the chana? No, when I am mukta, then I am baba, and when I am not mukta, then I am ma. So, he was completely confused. He is saying, Kali actually Krishna. Kali, in the form of Krishna, he is having lila in Vrindavan. Kali in the form of Ram having lila, and Kali in the form of Gaur, he is having lila in Navadvip. And if Kali becomes dissatisfied with you, then this Hari, Brinchi and Shiva all will be finished. Then he said, you know, he was very fearful to speak to this person, but he was an old friend, cannot neglect also. Then he said, if you don't mind, please, can you tell him something? And he said, yes, we can control our angry, because we are free from these bodily designations. We are Advaitavadis, we can control our... You people have no philosophy, you have shaved head, keeping a tuft of hair here, and having dirty cloth. You are not invited in the cultured, assembly event. and you eat only arbi and shak, no proper food. And then he arguing that if you say that you are eating nice food, putting nice clothes and doing all kind of things is a culture, then a prostitute is most cultured person. Because a prostitute had, you know, she has nice clothing and beautifully decorated, and she has bad business. And if you tell that, you know, killing animals, poor animals, and eating them nicely, that is your culture, that means you are sinful. So like that, slowly, slowly, you know, he is bringing him to the consciousness that what is Vaishnava cult. So nowadays you can see that all this, what was in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, what was the condition of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, what was the condition of his son Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's time, now it is so much down because of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Years with this nonsense, bogus lecturer will come in the TV and it will go. There's TV show for few days. You know, new thing comes and Bombay people, oh, what is speaking, let me hear this. You know, he's fine, he's... They have no root. Because when people, they don't understand who am I, what is this material nature for, what is actually created of, who is the creator behind, then he is called Chitramat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Chitramat means having many, many brands of his thoughts. Not Chitra, I mean Vichitra, Vichitra Bhatetad. So many varieties of thoughts. Chitravat. But if somebody understands the Siddhanta, then he immediately comes to the understanding that who is the origin, what is this material nature. So in four nutshell shlokas, Krishna tells Brahma that what is Jnanam? Jnanam, Rahasyam, Tad Angam, Vijnanam cha. These four things are told in four shlokas. So Jnanam means Aham eva asam eva agre, na anyajat sadasatparam, Aham etascha, ya avashishyatasa asmi aham. I was in the beginning, Eko Narayana Ashit, na Birenchi na Shiva, and I am existing. Because by the exhaling and inhaling, the creation is dissolved and created again and again, bhutva, bhutva. By the blinking of Mahavishnu's eyes, millions and millions of Brahmas are coming out, and by closing his eyelid for a fraction of a second, all Brahmas are dissolved in his body. And that state is called Shukta, or a sleeping state. Again, when he blinks, I mean he opens his eyes, immediately creation is there. So like that, every day of Brahma, millions of creations are going on. So, aham eva asam eva agre, na anya jat sat asat param, sat asat, anaya vyatireka bhyam, direct and indirect, this material, temporary and other creations, sat creation was not there. And I am the param for sat asat. And then he is saying, what is vijnanam? Vijnanam means rityartham jat pratiyato na pratiyato chatmani tad vidyat atmanamayam jatha bhase tatha tamaha. He is saying that you should know not only me, but my energy also. What is my energy, shakti? He is talking about his parashakti, internal nature. But there is sthaya shakti also, this material nature. So when one knows the Supreme Lord, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samannita, that means he knows also scientifically the material nature. And that riti artham pratiyata, it appears to be factual besides me, that you should know as a maya. So maya doesn't mean that, you know, is a separated energy for your enjoyment. This energy of Krishna's is for his pastimes. And yathātama yathā abhāsa, this my maya, my energy, eternal energy is can be seen into abhāsa or into tamaha. In the spiritual world there is no such distinction, but here the nature is being distinguished from the paraprakriti and aparaprakriti. You can see the maya is only in darkness as abhāsa. Abhāsa means glimpse, shadow in the darkness. Like there is no light in your room and you are having big mirror. And from somewhere little spark through the ventilation, little spark of light is coming in your room. And next to mirror, if you stand, you can see yourself, but you cannot see, you see some form. You cannot understand yourself. You know that it is me, but you cannot see yourself. It is Sundarananda. No, you cannot see. You just see something like bhut jaise, like a ghost form, that is abhasa. And yathatama, in the darkness only that abhasa can be seen. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, the badanti tat tattva vidas. Tat, that tat means that tattva, that absolute truth, is known as tattva vidaha. Those who are seer of the truth, they say it is brahmeti bhagavaneti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdate. So when somebody in the inferior state tries to see the spirit, he sees only Brahma, the impersonal effulgence of the Brahman. But if further discusses and goes into the association of further developed people, then goes into the understanding of super soul, Paramatma. And when somebody is very fortunate to meet a person like Narad Muni, as Prachetas are meeting, after 1,000 years enjoying the material facility, giving up all these abundant of spirit, the material resources, going for again austerity and meeting Narad Muni again there. And asking, please tell us by our good fortune we could meet your personality. Please instruct us into spiritual knowledge. And he is directly not saying that you should worship Krishna, giving so many examples: sun, life, food, trees, prana jatha upaharanam tatha achyutejya. Like that one should worship. So like that he is naming, coming to 16th text, giving example of sun, giving example of sleeping condition. That this way, although it appears to be inactive or it appears to be separate, but it is not. So then jnana and then rahasya. What is rahasya? So rahasya, he says that the rahasya is yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu chua vacheshu anu pravishanti pravishtani apravishtani tatha teshu na teshu aham. The most mysterious thing for Krishna, he is saying in 9th chapter also in Bhagavad Gita, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhyakta murtina masthani bhutani na teshu cha aham. This is my mystery, rahasya. Jatha mahanti bhutani. Mahanti bhutani means mahabhut. Mahabhut means all material ingredients. So earth, water, fire, air, ether is entering each object, material object. In our body there is the earth, water, fire, ether, but it is also out. So as they go inside of every atom and a big mass of things, but they also exist outside individually, separately. Provisionally or provisionally, although they enter the object, even in an atom, but they are also outside. Tatha teshu na teshuham. Similarly, I am entering everything, but not teshuham. I don't enter also. So that way one can understand that, oh, he actually not like people think Krishna, he is a Brahma and he became the material nature, now he is finished. Prabhupada gave the example like, you take gold out of the mine and it becomes empty one day. You just take out of the, oil out of resources and one day oil will be out. Not like that. It is Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. What is that next? Jatkincha Jagatyam Jagat. Not that one. Om Purnamada Purnam Idam Purnat Purnamodachate Purnasa Purnam Adaya Purnam Avashishyate. So that is the Supreme Spirit. It is not like that you extract something and it is finished. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into cosmos. Similarly, I myself exist within everything created and at the same time I am outside of everything. So that way one can understand that to understand that Supreme Absolute Truth, one has to develop the idea from Brahma to Paramatma to Bhagavan. And how you can understand Bhagavan? He is saying, Aham evasam evagre, no. Aham sarvasya prabhava iti matva matva sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam. Iti matva, not only knowing that Supreme Truth is Absolute Truth is Krishna, and just you know the whole Bhagavad Gita. Now Krishna is saying, iti matva bhajante mam. Buddha bhava samannita. Buddha bhava samannita means who is very qualified with proper brain substance. If somebody is full of other thoughts in the mind, then Krishna is saying, na sukham na parangatim. For them there is no happiness in this material one and no supreme destination. And saṃsāratmā vinaśyati. Krishna, he gives intelligence to the person whom he gives tesām satata yuktanam bhajatām pritipurvakam dadāme buddhi yogam tam jenomam upajanti te. They can upajanti, understand me as I am, who is perpetually, continuously is engaged in loving devotional service unto me. And he is saying that what is the anga? Tad angam cha. Anga means the process, the definition of ultimate truth. What is the last sadhana? Last goal. He said, itavadeva jigyasyam. One should inquire up to this. Tattva jigyasunatmana. Who wants to inquire knowledge, wants to know about the absolute, he should come up to this. Vidya bhagavata abadhi. Anya vyatrikabhyam. Jat syat sarvata sarvada. Who is searching after the Supreme Truth or who is searching after the Absolute Personality of Godhead must certainly search up to this. Otherwise, all yoga, kriya, bala, previous verses says Narada Muni, all are useless. All are useless. One has to come up to this. So, what that idea people had in the beginning about Vaishnava sect, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement cult, as Prakashananda Saraswati in Banaras, Mayavadi Guru criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are a sentimental. You are such a young boy taken sannyas, you know, prematurely, and you are not studying Vedanta. You are like dancing and chanting with your all people like crazy person. Please come read Vedanta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately put him down, saying that you people cannot understand Vedanta. You have no adhikar in Vedanta. That's why my Guru Maharaj found me as a great fool and told me simply to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he said, and I cannot give up this chanting. I became mad. What mantra my Guru Maharaj gave? And I became mad by chanting this mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very humble and meek, but then he put him down saying that you people cannot understand Vedanta. Because Kali Yuga people has no adhikar on Vedanta. They have no adhikar for Vedas, no adhikar for Upanishad. That's why Chakra Sattata Samhitam, this is Samhita, this Bhagavatam is for Sattvatas. It's called Sattvata Samhita. It is not for Shudras. For Shudras, Ramayana and Mahabharata, Pancham Ved. So, we have given the most fortunate position by Srila Prabhupada to study Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam Amalapuranam. We don't have access to Amalapuran Vaishnav Sattvata Samhita. This is for Nidmat Saranam Satam. Those who has no envy in the hearts, for them. It is not for the people, for those who are full of envious each other. So what is the question of getting access to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of the Vedic tree? Is Golitam Phalam. And other fruits are actually not Golita, but they are trying to make it Golita by bidding on it. That's called Ichrepaka. So, Prabhupada, his lineage, spiritual lineage, our heritage of Srila Prabhupada's heritage, his movement, his dedication to his guru, his preaching, his philosophy, his compilation, his institution, his deities, his position worldwide. Can you imagine somebody, any guru from any sect being worshipped by the same time of the local time in the throughout the world? Any acharya, can you mention? Who's being worshipped by millions of people at the same time in local timing, every day? Prabhupada see these other statues. On their birthday, they just clean all the crow stool and then put the garland. No, at the same time, 7:30 or 7:20, local timing, everywhere, all the world, Sri Guru Charana Padma. Show one person who is being worshipped like that. Prabhupada asked his one of the, in front of reporter, one of disciples, how many cars we have in his center? At least a dozen. So Prabhupada was very much aristocratic. He liked to see aristocracy of his movement. He said, Prabhupada said, Krishna tested me first, taking out everything, and again he tested me by giving me everything. And he was, you know, he's who has hundreds of thousands of white servants? You people, I am an Indian poor fellow, I having hundreds of white servants, and I'm not paying anything them. They are giving me money and serving me. See, here is aristocracy. So we are in the line, you can see who is, like somebody is asking, what is your parampara? See our parampara. See the personalities. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sinha Guru. His father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the pioneer of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, his guru, Jagannath Das Babaji, the most Siddha Bhagavat of that time. And then you go straight, Vishnu Chakra Thakur, Shyamananda, Narottam, Srinivas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishwarpuri, Madhavendra Puri. Then you go to Lakshmipati, Jayadev, Vidyapati, Akshabhya, Jayatirtha, Madhva, Vyasa, Narad. Where is this chain? Parampara. So in the during marathon, we just show, you know, this is not the Gita or other Gitas like you have in the market. Mirabha's Gita. You just immediately, no, no, see the Guru Parampara. Our writer is connected to this Parampara, 32. So there's a Krishna, Narada, Vyasa. No book has this Parampara. So established. Thank you very much.